Well, Danae, congrats on the new coaching and teaching once again at Medicine Valley. You're going to just make your way up the road a little bit from Cambridge to Medicine Valley, and you've been with the Cambridge volleyball program for a couple of years, and I guess it's all has it always kind of been a goal? Hey, I'd kind of like to be a head volleyball coach someday.
Yeah, so I've been coaching for 4 years now, two in Kansas, and now two under two really great volleyball coaches here at Cambridge. And, you know, once you just kind of get a taste for it, you just crave to do more and more. So once the opportunity came up at Medicine Valley, I thought I'd jump right on it.
And, of course, what a season it's been. Oh, actually, for the last couple of years right there at Cambridge with what volleyball has been like the last couple of years, it's been a lot of fun right there with that team and what they've done, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. And it's been a lot of fun with the group of girls that we've had, and it's been a lot of fun really learning under two great volleyball coaches here. And, of course, going to state was an amazing experience as well.
Oh, my gosh. I can still, you know, doing the matches down there and just the atmosphere and Coach Albers having to coach the first couple of matches, and Coach Carpenter, she strolls in for the championship. And so that was something those everybody's going to remember that for a long time, I have a feeling.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You bet. Well, I'm sure the conversation, the interview with Mr. Banham and everybody up in Med Valley, they got some great people up there. I'm sure Cambridge, Med Valley, they see each other in sports, stuff like that. You kind of know a little bit about them already, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. Kind of followed them for a little bit. And everybody up there is just so nice. They've been welcoming me with open arms. Everybody from just the community to the previous coaches to the admin, and yeah, I think it'll just be a really good fit just going right up the road, and it's another small town. I grew up in a small town, so it kind of just feels like home.
Have you had a chance to meet with the team yet?
Yes, I have. We had a meeting a couple of weeks ago, and I can just tell that they're a really great group of girls that are ready, excited to get in the gym, get started this summer, and see what we can do.
Yeah, going back to some of the matches we did on radio and with RPAC and with sub-districts, I know there's some kids coming. I know Oakley Stout, of course, has been, you know, last year a lot on her shoulders, and that's probably going to be more the same maybe next year. But there's some others, her surrounding cast. You got some experience coming back to some other positions as well.
Yeah, so of course Oakley is a great player. We have Zoe Trimble coming back as the libero. Gracie Johns coming back as a great setter, just to name a few. But yeah, I think the previous players, along with the new freshmen, I think they'll drive really good together.
Now, what's your teaching duties going to be up there?
I'm going to be teaching fifth grade, so it'll be a little different than what I'm used to, but I'm ready for the challenge.
That's great. That's terrific. So, are you buying a house in Curtis, or are you commuting, or how is that going to work?
Yeah, so funny that you mention it. Yes, we did buy a house up there, and our house is under contract here. Fingers crossed. So it's all taken care of, hopefully.
That's always the case of coaches moving from one community to the next. You got to sell your house and find a new one. And it sounds like everything's going pretty smooth in that area, isn't it?
Yeah, thankfully.
You bet. Well, I know the summer months are always important. As you well know, kids, get them in the gym, get a volleyball in their hands, and let's start playing. Let's get ready and work on the skills and get ready for the fall season coming up.
Yeah, of course. We're going to some team camps over the summer and hopefully squeeze in a league in there also. And, yeah, just working hard in the summer, going to weights, get ready for the season so we can show up and do our best.
And of course, like all the other teachers, and of course I am married to a teacher, but you're ready for summer, aren't you? I need a break, ready for the summer. Let's get a little bit of break and then eventually get into the gym and start working out again.
Yeah, I mean, a little bit of a break would be nice, but I'm just, you know, itching to get started.